This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This is the avalanche of things that happen when you are in the crosshairs in this city when it comes to sports. It's got all the ingredients. It's got every single ingredient in the recipe for slamming a guy and criticizing a guy, which is money, lack of performance, and then the big one, not looking like you're trying. Those things all together are going to get you in the bad graces of the fans. And because this thing is so fueled by Yankees and Mets fans, you're getting Mets fans that are defending him, and you're getting Yankee fans that are ripping him. He really wants to be a Yankee. He doesn't want to be a Met. I really don't think that any of that stuff necessarily is relevant. But one thing that I do believe is when Bob Clappidge says that there are people in the Mets organization that are concerned about his mood and why he doesn't look like he's happy to be a Met, that I think is a thing. Because think about it in this way. If you are the person who forks over this contract, bends over backwards, every bit of salary, every bit of signing bonus, every bit of perk, the suites and the jets, the whole thing for your family, not him, as we're the Mets are.
Well, I mean, he's on the plane with his team. I'm assuming that, you know, given that it's Boris and given this is the largest contract in history, and given Boris's history as an agent, I would think that, you know, there's got to be a road suite involved.
Everything. Yeah. So think if you're the person, Steve and Alex Cohen, that have done this, and then you watched him last year doing the Soto shuffle, and he's grabbing his junk, and he's moving around, and he's getting in everybody's face, and he's doing all this stuff, and he looks like he's intense, and he's happy, and then he comes here, and you're getting this. I'd be concerned, too.
Better get him a sports psychologist.
I mean, I would be. I would be like, well, what? This is not the guy that I expected to be here. And forget about the production for a second, because I think that'll straighten itself out. But the demeanor is the weird thing.
Well, maybe when the production comes, we'll see the demeanor. Because, again, it's all part and parcel to the confidence of the athlete in question.
Yeah.
So if he's hitting big home runs, which he did early on, he hit a couple big home runs, had a couple huge games, won games for the Mets offensively. And it looked like he was coming around, but, you know, this past weekend was a disaster. You know, not running out to right field because he didn't want to deal with the Yankee fans chirping him or turning their back on him. And it seemed like he still is a human being at the end of the day, and he still does have feelings.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that he doesn't have that, and I would imagine that was pretty tough this past weekend watching, you know, the Yankees take 2 out of 3. And, you know, and while he was getting on base, it just didn't seem like he was off for whatever reason. And it didn't seem like he handled the weekend all that well.
That's right. And he came out there, and I love the fact that he tipped his cap and all of that. But there's no doubt that he was affected by it. I mean, the caller mentioned it was true because you saw it. He was the last one to go out on the field. He wasn't out there, especially the first time he went out to right field. He went out when the warm-up throws were over. I mean, and that was pointed out on the broadcast. And then he would go out there, and he would obviously didn't jump with the grand slam like he would have, I think, if he was somewhere else. So, yeah, it affected him in a negative way, yeah.
Yeah, and then on top of all of that, you know, the Carl Ravitch just creating all this controversy.
Yeah.
Sunday Night Baseball with Eduardo and David Cone getting after him.
This, once again, I'll point this out. Yeah. It's like we're talking about, Bob Clappich said this, Michael Kay said this, Carl Ravitch said this. There is somebody in the Mets organization and the Yankees organization that is giving this information to these guys because they want everybody to know about it. These reporters and these guys that have been around baseball forever are not making this stuff up. There's definitely someone from a Yankees perspective that's getting their story out on it, and there's also someone from a Mets perspective that's doing the same thing. And they want the fans to know that these things are going on.
Could be players. Doesn't have to be executives. Doesn't have to be front office people.
Well, but the Clappich thing said that there are people, you know, in the upper management or whatever term that he used that are concerned about his demeanor. But it could be players, too. Yeah. I mean, that would be a real problem.
Well, player agents, the whole thing, you know, everybody's involved.
Everybody is involved, especially when you're talking about New York baseball and Juan Soto and everything else. But, I mean, right now the Yankee fan is just loving it. I mean, this is the direct opposite of what the offseason was. Like, the offseason was the Met fan screaming. You remember when they were doing the live Rico Bronya podcast, and it was Evan, and it was Sal, and it was Lugauer, and Hoffman, and we got Soto, and yeah, and screaming. And every Yankee fan was like, oh, God, what a mess, and now we got to go to Plan B. Now Plan B's been great for the Yankees. Soto looks like he's loafing around, and the Yankees are scoring more runs than they did even last year. I mean, right now is like it's good to be a Yankee fan.
It is
at this moment.
Well, I mean, but we're 2% into his entire career. Not even 2%. Probably less than 1% into his entire career here as a Met.
Yeah. Let's go to Les in Rockland County. What's going on, Les?
Hey, Boom and Geo, how are you guys?
All right, Les, what's happening?
Hey, I got a quick question. How long before we replace Bobby Bonilla Day in Queens with Juan Soto Day?
Yeah, I mean, they already are paying him for the next 15 years.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're not there yet, Les. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, come on.
You come on.
You come on.
You come on.
Yeah.
He's played, what, 40 games?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yep. So...
God.
It's just that
this all started with Francisco Lindor started this way too. Remember mm-hmm. the thumbs down with Javi Baez and all that crap?
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. it didn't start out right.
No. I mean, we'll hopefully be laughing at this stuff like we were laughing at the Lindor slow start and everything last year, you know, and now
we will be. I expect that he'll have a summer to remember and he'll lead the team to the playoffs. And then, you know, hopefully he's as clutch in the playoffs as he was for the Yankees last year.
Joey in the Bronx. What's going on, Joey?
I think Soto needs a service dog.
Why is that, Joey?
Yeah.
He could have brought him out to the field the other day instead of waiting like before the game started. But he could have used that. I think his feelings were a little hurt.
Yeah, Joey, listen, man. This is the time to pile on if you are a Yankee fan. This is the time. And you know what? You're allowed. You're allowed right now.
Yes.
And he's got to be thinking, the Met fans got to be thinking, last laugh has got to be ours. But right now, just like the Yankee fan was saying in the offseason, well, this doesn't matter. You still got to go and play. You still got to go win with him. I mean, the Met fans' response is, well, it's only May. We're still going to be fine. He's going to be great. So shut up.
Who won the offseason?
The Mets won the offseason.
I don't know.
Wait, hold on. No. At the time.
Okay.
Because winning the offseason is grabbing the headlines during the offseason.
Nobody cares. Right. I want to grab the headline during the season.
Exactly.
And what did Brian Cashman do when Juan Soto decided to sign with the Mets? What did he do?
He went out to Plan B, and he got Max Fried, and he got Paul Goldschmidt, and he got Cody Bellinger.
That's called pivoting.
Pivoting. Pivot spot.
Plan B.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.